Hello, SP. Okay. When I asked permission with PSM to speak for this Sunday, then PSM asked me, then I said, yes, I have one word from John chapter 12, verse 32. Okay, let us see this first. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. And then, after I told PSM I will preach from this word, then I pray, God, what should I say to SP community? Step by step, God put some idea, which is I will start. Since PSM said, I'm good in cooking, then I will introduce to you some food in this picture. I hope you guys not too hungry because it is lunchtime. Huh? Okay, we see the first picture. Oh, I always follow government rule. Why you beef? The first time I saw this beef, I try to understand why this is so expensive. So expensive. And the answer, because of fat. Because of fat. Japanese people so smart, they can put the fat in between the meat. Yeah. American people know that meat and fat is combined together, become yummy food. That's why they chop meat and fat become hamburger. But hamburger is cheap food. Yeah. Japanese people, they put the fat in the middle of the meat. That's why make the meat become so expensive. So which one is more smart, Japanese or American? Yeah. So, why you beef so special? Because of the fat. And then, when I read research about this Wagyu beef, then I know that the fat in Wagyu beef is not bad, healthy fat. But when you buy this fat, make you poor. Because when you go to restaurant, and then, for example, your girlfriend said, oh yeah, why don't we try Wagyu beef? And then after you bring your girlfriend go to Wagyu beef, maybe you need to spend 1 week for fasting because you don't have money. Yeah. So this, number one. Number two, I like to eat durian. You guys love durian? Oh. We are durian lover, yeah? Yeah. I know a few kind of durian. And then the most expensive durian, not Musang King, but black thorn durian, which is the price is double than Musang King, black thorn. So you see the durian fruit, and then at the end of the thorn, black color. This, what makes durian special? Durian special because of the smell. Yeah, some people maybe enjoy the taste of durian, creamy, sweet, a little bit bitter, but they cannot handle the smell. Yeah, but for me, the smell of durian make durian special. Yeah, like Taiwanese people, they love stinky tofu. Yeah, but for some people, oh, so stinky, but they say this is yummy. Yeah, yeah. So make special. And then the third one. Aduh, chili. Yeah. What makes chili special? Chili special because of the taste, spicy. Yeah. And then one time I talked to Xiao Ming. Xiao Ming, I have chili. And then, do you want to have chili? Yes. I give it to Xiao Ming chili and Xiao Ming give me durian. Then I said, this is a good treat. Yeah. I give her chili and She give me durian, yeah, 2 bags of durian, and that's what I like it, special. And then the last one, brothers and sisters, you see this picture. What make this guy so special? My wife loves Hong Kong movie. And then she said, my famous movie star is Chow Yun-fat. Yeah. Then I said, I also Hong Kong movie, but I'm not Chow Yun-fat, but I'm Sammo Hung. You know Sammo Hung? Yeah, the fat guy. Yeah. But I pray that God change your eyes so whenever you see me, not see me like Sammo Hung, but see me like Chow Yun-fat. And finally, God changed her eyes every time she saw me, like she a movie star. So what makes me special, brothers and sisters? You know, I lead Indonesian church in Hong Kong, and an all-member woman. Yeah, today, I bring 10 sisters come to here. When I take a picture with them, I always say, thanks God, I'm the most handsome pastor. Because I stand among all the ladies. P-Sam might be more handsome than me, but P-Sam is the most handsome in this place. I say that because P-Sam is going up. So, yeah, special. And then when we go to the church, brothers and sisters, we need to ask to ourselves, then what makes church special? Some people, they come to the church maybe because of the preacher. The preacher can speak very well. That's why I want to follow the preacher. Some people come to the church because, oh yeah, church community is so nice. I want to come and join. Yes, you may have this kind of reason. But I want to let you know, the church is special because of Jesus. If Jesus is not in the church, then the church is nothing. And then the Bible told us, we need to lift up Jesus so that we can bring people come to the Lord. No wonder, brothers and sisters, if we open New Testament, the book of Acts, and then all the letter, we can see that the apostle always talk one person. It is Jesus. Peter start to preach, Acts chapter 2. He speak about Jesus. God sent Philip go to make a eunuch only to speak Jesus for one person. And then finally, Paul believed Jesus Christ. And then Paul speak Jesus to everybody. In the book of 1 Corinthians, brothers and sisters, which is very famous because Corinthian people, they always talk about the gift. No wonder Corinthians chapter 12, 13 and 14, Paul talk about gift. But don't forget, brothers and sisters, in the beginning of the 1 Corinthians, Paul said, I don't want to talk other thing, I just want to talk about Jesus. And then chapter 15, Paul used the whole chapter to talk about Jesus. So Jesus is the main point for the church. There is no church without Jesus. Jesus make the church become church. Yeah. So we need to lift up Jesus in the church. As a pastor, I know 3 things that we can do to lift up Jesus. Look at this picture. First, we lift up Jesus through worship. When we sing a song, we praise the Lord. We praise Jesus. That's why I can say that the church is a place where all believers lifting up Jesus. Yeah. Lift up Jesus through worship. Today we come to the church. Some people still do online. Yeah. What makes different? The difference is we lifting up Jesus together, but online, sometimes we do not sing. We just turn on the computer and then let the computer running, and then we do other thing. Or if we sing by ourselves, we sing, so funny, I sing by myself. Maybe my wife can say, oh, what are you doing, honey? Yeah, I worship God. And then we feel funny thing because we do it by ourselves. But when we come together, we do it, and then each people encourage other people to worship God together. That's why I encourage you, come. Don't do online. Yeah, online, whenever we cannot come together, we need to worship God together. By the end, brothers and sisters, when we left the world, we go back to the Father's house. What we do, we only do one thing, worship Him. So worship in this time is a training for worship in the next time. So we need to do worship to praise God. This is number one. Number two, how we lift up Jesus by mission. By mission. Thanks God, brothers and sisters. BSAM and all Korean church, they know mission. That's why they start Indonesian ministry. After 16 years, what they plan, we can see the fruit. Yeah. This morning, one of my sister will go back to Indonesia, and then she will start to handle her toddler school. She said that in my village, usually toddler school run by certain religion. My school run by national value. That's why the student no need to wear certain religion uniform to come to my school. Then I want to continue to do this ministry. Then I said, I support you. Naning, our sister, already go back to Indonesia. Her daughter come to Hong Kong, and then not as a domestic worker, she is an intern pastor of SPIN after 16 years, brothers and sisters. And then few of our members already start ministry in other places in Indonesia after 16 years. In Hong Kong, we have SPIN. We also have GEMIM. GEMIM is Manado Church from North Sulawesi. This is a group from GEMIM. Yeah? We also have group of Mefu. We also have group of Yuen Long. And we also have group at Singapore. And then now I'm talking to some Taiwanese to start Indonesian ministry at Taiwan. So this is the way we do mission, brothers and sisters. Yeah, we do mission. And then at SP, you know that we have Shanghai, we have Beijing, we have Japan, we have India, we have New York, we have Singapore, or maybe we have London, we have other parts around the world. This is the way SP lifting up Jesus through mission. And then the third point, brothers and sisters, sometimes we don't see this is important, and this is one of the way to lifting up Jesus, is living together as community. Living together as a community is one of the most important part to lift up Jesus. If you see the book of Acts chapter 2:47, yeah, you can see that because the community live together in harmony, so every day God adds the number. Yeah. If you go back to the book of John chapter 17, Jesus said, you must united be one so that the world know you are the disciple of Christ. And also, we remember Psalm 133. When people living together as a family, God sent the blessing to us. So, brothers and sisters, living together as a family is important. We are the miniature of heaven in the world. If the church cannot be a miniature of heaven. So where God put the heaven in the world? Because today we see many places become hell. Household become hell. Company become hell. Society become hell. So the last hope of the society is only the church. That's why the church must live as a miniature of heaven in this world. Brothers and sisters, as a pastor, I know this is difficult. If this part is not difficult, then Paul no need to say it on Ephesians chapter 4, 2 to 6. One body, one Lord, and then one baptism. This is difficult. Yeah. Few days ago, I watched a movie. You guys like to see a movie? Yeah. I like to see a movie. Yeah. What movie I saw? I saw a movie called Table of Sick. These two guys. You know that, these two guys? I don't know. But I think the first one called Dae Yu Wong. The second one called Lois Cheng. When I see Lois Cheng, I remember Jackie. What make the difference? The hair. This one, not original. The original one, very similar with Jackie. When I see, is this Jackie become movie star? Oh, no. This is Lois Cheng. Yeah. Table of Stick. Simple movie. But this movie tell us how difficult living together. Yeah. There are three brothers, same mother, different father. And then they bring three women joined together. At the beginning, the big brother try. No problem. Everything okay. And then finally, there is a problem. Okay, I don't want to tell you the problem. You go to see the movie. Yeah, if I tell you the problem, then you will say, oh, I don't want to see this movie. Pastor Slamet already tell me. Yeah, there is a problem. And then when the problem come out, these three brothers fighting. We always see this kind of problem in the society, in the family, or even in the church. And then when the church have this kind of problem, the church become battlefield. When the church become battlefield, Jesus Christ cry for us. So brothers and sisters, we need to go back. How I, as a part of SP, part of the church, can lift harmony so that I can lift up Jesus. I try to find the answer. Finally, I get the answer when I see the cross. We need to live according cross value. We need to live according cross value. Actually, it's very simple. I don't want to talk about theology aspect in this morning. I just want you to see, when you see the cross, what kind of value you get. First, love. Agree? Love. When you talk about love, then you talk about sacrifice and forgiveness. Yeah. The love always sacrifice, love always forgiveness. We cannot say I love you if you cannot do something, cannot sacrifice. You cannot say I love you, but there is no forgiveness for you. Living in community, we need love, because always misunderstanding. Yeah, always misunderstanding. Even me with my wife, we already live together for 26 years. Sometimes we still have miscommunication. When we have miscommunication, we only have one sentence to close miscommunication. Do you still love me? And my wife said, of course I still love you. Then problem close. Simple. Yeah. Problem close. When problem close, I open my wallet. Let's go. To have Wagyu beef. Then no problem. Very simple. You need to practice this way. Yeah? So love, sacrifice, and forgiveness. Second, when you see the cross, anybody have agenda died on the cross? No. Even Jesus said, it is not my will, but your will. Yeah? If you want to live harmony, don't bring your own agenda. We need to run God's agenda. Jesus always said, not my will, but your will. Yeah? If you come to the church, make friends, and then you have hidden agenda, then 3 years will broken. Oh yeah, I close with one, I close with B, and then finally, do you want to buy insurance? Or I go to one place, go to another place, and then after that, oh yeah, will you bring your kid come to my education center? Hidden agenda. Yeah. And then when people say, no. I already have insurance. I already did it. And then withdraw, find another one. Brothers and sisters, the church is not a place for you to run a business. The church is a place for you to lift up Jesus. Of course, if someone asks you, what is your profession? I'm insurance seller, then you can introduce yourself. Yeah, it is not wrong helping each other, but it is wrong if you have hidden agenda. Yeah, so no agenda, brothers and sisters. When I come to Hong Kong and then I join to SP, I don't have any agenda. PSM said, you do this ministry, I do this ministry. I just follow what God tell me through PSM. I just follow him. Yeah. And then during these 14 years, my character is strong. PSM character is strong. Yeah. We are strong guy. Actually, my wife always told me, your face and PSM is same. You are not pastor face. So if I'm not pastor face, so what kind of face this face? Yeah. Still, I have a face, brothers and sisters. Strong. But we can work together because we don't have any agenda. We just want to do God's will. So God will. This is second point. The third point, brothers and sisters, when you see the cross, it's very simple. Two hands. Open hand. Yeah? Two hands, open hand. Because of two hands open, so that Jesus tried to make connection between God and human. Yeah? In one side, he hold God. In other side, he hold you and me. Become one family. Two hands. So, I imagine living in community, we need this kind of hand. Connection hand, helping hand, encourage hand. Not appointed some people, not to push other people. Yeah? But connection hand, helping hand. So this is the cross. If everybody apply this value in this community, I believe SP become miniature of heaven in this place. Can I get amen? Yeah. I know, brothers and sisters, number one, number two, number three is difficult. But I remember number four. When I see the cross, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 18 said, the cross is the power of God, dunamis of God. Yeah. From the word dunamis, we know dynamite, small bomb, blowing up, powerful. We need to ask God power so that we can do number one, number two, number three. At the end of the movie that I see, Table of Six, Big Brother, so angry. But finally, he make decision to sacrifice himself to let her girlfriend go to his brother. He sacrificed something, brothers and sisters. And then finally, happy ending. Yeah? We can have problem. We can have misunderstanding. My problem is, do you want to have happy ending? If you want to have a happy ending, sacrifice something. Yeah? Sacrifice something so that we can see the beauty of this community. I like that big brother, but I don't want to be big brother, elder brother in the book of Luke. Elder son in the book of Luke. You know the story, elder son? Younger son come back, no, I don't like him. Yeah. If people, if this kind of elder son in SP, soon or later SP will close the door. No one coming. But if SP full of people who want to love, no agenda, helping hand, I believe SP become one of the church that pleasing God and bring people come to God. Can I get amen? Now, I don't do ministry time because I'm busy. After this, I have another preaching. But what I want to do is we minister each other in this place as a family, brothers and sisters. Yeah? Can I know who are people coming at SP not more than 3 years ago? Yeah. Not more than 3 years ago. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now, who are at SP more than 10 years? Okay. Yeah. You guys, faithful member. Good elder son. Now, for people who are at SP more than 10 years, go and find new member and say, how can I help you? And pray for them. And then among us, let us each other pray together. Yeah, let your neighbor know where you are, what kind of house church you are joined, and then how can you help your neighbor. Please, ministry each other. People 10 years more, stand up and then find new one. If they haven't joined house church, let them know. Join house church. Come to my house church. And then make appointment to have lunch together after this or next week.
Thank you. Yeah, hey, church, let's turn to one another, especially if you've been here a long time. Let's find somebody. It doesn't have to be over 10 years. If you've been here 5, 6, 7 years, why don't you find somebody that is newer, that you don't know, you're not familiar with, and just get together in groups of 3 or 4 or 5, share your prayer requests, and minister to each other. I know it's a little uncomfortable, but let's do that. That's part of being a body, part of being a family. So go ahead. You can stand up, you can move around, you can get out of your seat, find somebody. As a worship team, we're going to start just singing a song over us. And so you can sing along. Better if you get together with someone and just pray for one another in this time. the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. You're worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love. If you are praying together, that's great. If you are done, you can stand with us, and we're going to sing this song and we'll close our service together. Firm foundation, and I to those around. You can continue in your fellowship and ministering to each other after the service is done. I'm just going to pray for us to close our time together. Father God, thank you so much for bringing us here to this service. Thank you for the word from Pastor Salamat. Thank you for the example that we have in the cross of love and sacrifice and forgiveness. God, opening our arms wide open to each other, ministering to each other. Yeah, God, and lifting up your name through the community, through the love that we have for one another, God, through our being one together. And I just pray, God, that you will help us to practice that, Lord. Help us to make your name known, God, through our love for one another, through our worship, and through our mission, God, through our efforts to share the gospel and to make your name known. Yeah, thank you, God. Thank you so much for this time. We bless Spin. Thank you for the faithfulness of God over these 16 years and all the lives that have been changed, transformed, blessed through this ministry. God, we thank you, God, for Pastor Salamat, Mimi, and his family, and all the leaders of SPIN. But ultimately, we recognize, God, that it's your love and your power, your grace and mercy that has brought life to all these sisters, God, in this ministry. Yeah, thank you, Lord. We love you. We bless your name in this place. Please receive the blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, shalom, from this day forever. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Have a great Sunday. If you want to receive prayer for anything, we have our well team up here to pray for you. And have a good day. God bless.